Blog Talk Radio.
The time has come for America to hear the truth.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no controlled show, no false show. No, we need either this or that. This or that.
There comes the time when silence is betrayal.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible.
People get ready.
Who are that news on Shoutcast Radio or Blog Talk? Come and visit us at www.HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org.
We ain't got to have no baggage.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, friends and family. My name is Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus, a.k.a. Plau Yaakov Zakiah. Today's date is October 20th, 2013. I'm speaking to you live from Sweden. You are listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. It has been some time since my last broadcast. I chose not to do a broadcast to make sure that my present message that is on the air right now, entitled Who Murdered Michael Jackson, would air as long as I wanted it to air. I also wanted to wait until October 20th, 2013 to mark the 1 year time frame from when I recorded Two Branches, The Deception of Islam. This date, October 20th, is also the day that the grandson of Ali and Fatima, peace be upon them, named Zayn al-Abidin, whom was the only surviving son of Hussein ibn Ali after the Battle of Karbala in the year 680 AD. Zayn al-Abidin was poisoned by the Umayyad rulers. The Umayyad rulers are the same line that murdered Ali ibn Talib, peace be upon him. This is very important history for us to understand. Before we begin this broadcast, I would like to open the message to Ayah, the creator of it all. Ayah, I ask that you open the eyes and ears of those that need to hear this message. Ayah, many of us are confused on whom you are. Many of us are weak in our spirits, oh Ayah, because we do not understand the spirit you have given to every being upon the planet that you have created. Oh Ayah, I ask that you let this message resonate to those that need to hear it, oh Ayah. Plant a seed in their heart and let it grow. All praise Ayah, all praise Ayah, all praise Ayah. The information of Islam is very important. Even though I do not practice the religion of Islam, because I'm not really a religious person, I'm a spiritual person. But this information is very important if we are to understand what is going on today in 2013. If you recall, I did three lectures on this topic to explain a story that is not well known. This is a story that has been well hidden behind deceptions, lies, fear, and false religion. October 20th is a date in history we all should be aware of, especially if we call yourself, less than if you call yourself a Muslim. I know that Muslim means ones to submit to the Creator. So if we all are committing to that higher power, the Creator that I call Allah, then in that way we all should be Muslims. But if you practice the religion of Islam, you should know the story of Fatima, Hussein, Ali, Hassan, Zayed, Zakaria. Very important. Now, this broadcast will not repeat that lecture, but I advise you to listen to all three broadcasts with new ears, because this will give you a better understanding concerning what has been happening for the past 12 years. Now, for the past 12 years, we have witnessed an all-out attack on the religion called Islam, in particular, the branch of Islam called the Shia. There's two branches, there's a Shia and a Sunni. But why the Shia? Well, like I said, because the Shia is the line of Ali, Fatima, Hussein, Hassan, Zayed, and Zakaria. I say this a lot because it's important. This line of Islam carried the knowledge of Muhammad and Ali and all of the tribes that were murdered by the three, Abu Bakr, Omar, and Uthman. These three later became the Sunni line. The former line became the Shia line. After the death of Zayed on October 20th, 713, exactly 1,300 years today, 1,300 years today, October 20th, 713, the Shia branch was taken over by Ja'far al-Sadiq, grandson of Abu Bakr, which eventually became the Fatimid Caliphate. If you know history, the caliphate, Fatimid Caliphate ended in 1100 AD. Then the Turks moved in to the area which we know as Africa, North Africa. The slave trade was started by the Nabataeans, which are those of the Esau line, Edomites, the Jews that are Jews but not, but do lie, but call themselves. No history. There's a reason why the Hebrews of the seed of Jacob are on this earth. And there's a reason why we are being persecuted. And there is a reason why we need to come together. This is a short message today, but very important. Now, for more information on this, you will have to listen to the three broadcasts I did last year. Because like I said, it will give you insight onto why this information is relevant today. The Shia branch of Islam still holds the message of the prophets, even though, okay, the Shia branch of Islam, the one that is being attacked on the news today, the one that Iran is proclaiming, the Shia branch of Islam still holds the message of the prophets, even though it was taken over by Abu Bakr, by his bloodline. Now listen to how the media is reporting on all the Shia Muslims being killed in the news lately. They're being killed by the westernized version of Islam that claims to be of the Sunni branch. They want the Sunnis and the Shias to fight each other, which is absolutely ridiculous. But this is what they are building up in the media. This is what the world is building up today. It is called divide and conquer. But we have to understand the westernized version of Islam is the house of Al-Qaeda. The westernized version of Islam is the House of Al-Qaeda. This version of Islam is under the control of the House of Saud. The House of Saud is joined to the hip of wealthy petroleum corporations. These wealthy multi-trillion dollar corporations such as the Royal Dutch, Shell, Exxon, Mobil, British Petroleum, Chevron, Saudi Aramco are all the all-seeing eye on top of the pyramid. That all-seeing eye on top of the pyramid is these demonic corporations and royal families. As we see the Bushes holding hands with the Saudi family and the royal family of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha, we see a world being thrown into total chaos and mass destruction. For the past 12 years, since September 11, 2001, our world has been terrorized by those that control Al-Qaeda. Now in the news, we learn that the House of Saud, the House of Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, the multi-trillion dollar oil corporations and joint efforts of the wealthy so-called elite families are the strings in the puppeteer's hands. For years, we have heard of the Rockefellers, the Bushes, the Rothschilds, the Morgans, and all the names that make up the inner circle that created the world we see. These wealthy demonic families are the destruction of our planet. These wealthy demonic families are the all-seeing eye on top of the pyramid. This is they. They are the ones that push to destroy the populations on our planet. They are the ones that created Monsanto and genetically modified organisms to destroy the equilibrium of our planet. The ones that are searching for the God particle to gain more control. They are the thorns in our sides, the creators of white supremacy and racism. They are the Nazi Party, which became the Zionists and the neocons, the controllers of big oil. They are now setting up fascism in Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, Greece, and every European nation that has been usurped by the European Union. They are the architects of the so-called financial crisis, which is a repeat of history. This is they, the creators and founders and funders of Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, and most of all, the jihadists that we work that work to destroy peace on our planet. All these jihadists, this holy war, this fake holy war that we see today, they are destroying peace on our planet. We have been trained to fear the Wizards of Oz. Now don't be surprised, because this is history. His story. His story repeating itself over and over again with a new script and a new century of pawns to deceive. The bloodlines of the beast is desperately trying to remain in control of our planet, but they know that their control is rapidly slipping away. They are desperate to follow the will of their forefathers to bring in the world that they have been planning for centuries. This is why the world is going through the demonic destruction we see. The destruction of religion is part of that plan. Fear is their reward, because with fear comes control. That control allows them to remain in power and destroy our planet. That control allows them to remain in power and destroy everything that is beautiful. That control allows them to remain in power and kill women, children, elderly, and infants with poison gas in Syria. That control allows them to shoot up shopping malls in Kenya and blame it on Al-Qaeda. That control allows them to rape our planet of her resources and murder hundreds of millions by planned starvation. We see them extinct animals, planets, and human beings. We see how they poison our oceans and kill the great mammals of the seas, like beautiful whales and dolphins. That control allows them to destroy our coral reefs, as well as spray poisons in our skies. That control that the so-called elite, which are only 0.0666% of our planet's population, the demonic ruling class, are the cause of the world we see. This is their legacy. The legacy of the architects, the 33rd degree club, the skull and bones men, the hidden hands, and the all-seeing eye. With all their power and all their wealth and control, all they have given to our world is ugliness, death, and destruction. We are looking into the eye of death, the soulless beings. The soulless beings that are jealous of life, desperate to remain in control. But death is not life. Life is what we have been created to be. Ayah is life. Ayah is within you. Ayah is the dolphin that makes you smile and the whale that sings. Ayah is the sun that shines in the coral reefs. Death will never defeat life. We remain. Yahuwah is that life, and we remain. Therefore, 1 year ago, on October 20th, 2012, when I spoke on the broadcast called Two Branches, the Deception of Islam, it was to identify the criminals that are desperately trying to steal our planet. Those same criminals are the children of their criminal forefathers. The criminals we see today are the offspring of the beast. It is time for us to take back what Ayah has given. Let us make this world into what it was created to be, life. Ayah, be with us as we take back our planet. Help us work together in true peace, love, and harmony. Let us see each other as the wonderful miracles you created. Take away the illusion of fear and death. Give us the power and will to separate ourselves from this system of Babylon. Bring all people together under one race, the human race, and help us shine in this space, O Ayah. All praise Ayah, all praise Ayah, all praise Ayah. My name is Plau. You are listening to Signs and Wonders, a broadcast that came right on time. This is a very short broadcast. I just wanted to make sure that I had a message for the 20th of October. I will be doing a full broadcast soon, so please stay tuned. All praise Ayah.
Time has come for America to hear the truth.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no control show, no false show. No, we need either this or that. This or that.
There comes the time when silence is betrayal.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible. People
get ready. Who in that news on Shoutcast, radio, or Blog Talk, come and visit us at www. HebrewsWakeUp.com or Whoanet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or Whoanet.org.
We ain't got to have no baggage there. We can just thank the Lord. You tell us.